Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be looking at a question that is often asked regarding one of the events that is popularly narrated regarding the day of Ashura. This is kind of tied up to the month of Sha'ban. We would like to congratulate our listeners on this most auspicious month, which is the month of Sha'ban, a very blessed month, a spiritual month, and a month of spiritual growth. It's also the month in which we have many holidays, the birth of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his magnificent brother, Hazrat Abbas, the birth of the 12th Imam alayhi salam. For this, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners. The question that's asked regarding the event of Ashura is whether or not there was actually water present on the day of Ashura. You know, some people say there was, some people say there wasn't. And so the question is asked and people are curious exactly what occurred on this day. Of course, we would like to add the reservation here that according to authentic historical accounts, there was water present until the eve of the day of Ashura. This is attested to by the fact that the son of Imam Hussein, Hazrat Ali Akbar, alayhi salam, said, "O Father, my thirst has killed me or has tortured me." In order to respond to this question, we need to return to what's been related in reliable historical texts. According to a lot of reliable historical texts, Ibn Ziyad, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, he gave the order on the 7th of Muharram to Umar Asad that he not allow Imam Hussein to arrive at the Euphrates River, and he didn't want him to even get a drink of water, a drop of water to drink. Umar Asad, when he received this order, he gave the order to Umar ibn Hajjaj to go with 500 horsemen and to watch over the Euphrates River, to not allow Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions to get to the river. In these 3 days, Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions tried in various ways to arrive at the river from other directions, because, as you know, they were with children and women and in the desert, and it was very difficult for them to bear the thirst at this time. According to many other accounts which have been narrated, Imam Hussein also attempted to dig wells in his encampment in order to get water to drink. And when the news of such a thing reached Ibn Ziyad, he was upset, he became angry, and he ordered his soldiers to prevent Imam Hussein from doing such a thing. According to another account which has been narrated, it has been mentioned that the brother of Imam Hussein, Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam, performed a night mission along with 30 horsemen and 20 soldiers, under the command of Nafi ibn Hilal, they attempted to arrive at the Euphrates River to get some water. They became entangled with the army of Umar ibn Hajjaj, but at the same time, they were successfully able to fill 20 canteens of water and bring them back. Of course, this hasn't been the exact time when this occurred, hasn't been related. Nevertheless, this is something that's been related. According to some other accounts, It has been related that on the day of Ashura, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam told his sister, Hazrat Zainab alayhi salam, that he was soon going to be martyred, his sister, she fainted, and Imam alayhi salam asked for water to be sprinkled on her face so that she could be revived. This account, you know, kind of conveys the idea that there was some water, at least, present on the day of Ashura. According to certain other accounts, even more water was present. And, you know, these different accounts should be taken into account in order to assess whether, you know, the presence of water or its absence on the day of Ashura. Thank you for joining us on The Key, where we're looking at the presence or absence of water on the day of Ashura. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.